racism is a public health issue, OK notes. Britain cannot craft meaningful solutions to its current problems of systemic racism without coming to terms with its colonial past, particularly its role in developing the slave trade. OK believes the theme of historical reckoning being one that is echoed in the growing Black Lives Matter movement in the United States and other countries. She says slavery existed since the dawn of time, but the specific trade and enslavement of Africans that America's wealth is built on and that Britain's modern wealth is built on came from Europe. That's why it was especially symbolic when earlier this month protesters in Bristol in southwest England toppled a statue of 17th century slave trader Edward Colston, heaving it into a nearby harbor. It wasn't the only statue to meet its demise in the protests. In London, the statue of former Prime Minister Winston Churchill was branded with the words "Churchill was a racist," just as Confederate statues in the United States have been pulled down or vandalized over the past few weeks. The incidents led to a rebuke from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who said he could not support or indulge those who break the law or attack the police or desecrate monuments, in a statement published by The Voice, a British news outlet serving black communities. He also said he could not condone protesters flouting Britain's rules on social distancing amid the pandemic, while acknowledging that Britain still has much more to do in eradicating prejudice and creating opportunity.